So this morning's sermon has three scripture readings. So you have to stay alive. Stay alive. The first one comes from 1 John 1 to 5. It's well known. Then Matthew 21, verse 1 to 11. And finally, Revelations 9, verse 12. From John 1, from verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then from Matthew 21, 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you at once, and you'll find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say the Lord needs them, and He will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stared and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." And then Revelation 7, verses 9 to 12. "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne, around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" May the Holy Spirit add to our understanding as we think on these things. As triumphal processions go, as seen throughout the ages, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem was pretty low-key. After all, when we recall the pomp and splendor of kings and generals returning victorious from war, we remember ancient kings parading their defeated foes in chains and showing off captured treasures and exotic animals from faraway lands. But in this procession of Jesus entering Jerusalem, all we have is a young donkey on which Jesus rides, with robes and palm leaves strewn on the ground on which the donkey would walk. That being the case, perhaps the splendor was to be found in what the followers of Jesus were shouting. "Hosanna! Hosanna!" What does the Hebrew word mean? It is this word that brings triumphant majesty to the procession. Is it this word? I hardly think so. For Hosanna is a call. God, save us now. God, save us now. Its meaning grew to be a joyous, expectant call to God to save us now, with the joy coming from the expectation that God would save those who called out, Hosanna. So what is it that really makes this procession worthy of the title in the Bible of the triumphal entry? Well, dearly loved of God, it's this. That procession didn't just start outside Jerusalem with Jesus, a donkey, and a few disciples. And nor did it end there. For the procession started at the beginning of creation, when God created man in his own image. God created us in his own image, which is the fullness of the presence of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But, regretfully, each and every one of us has chosen to lose our perfect image. And therefore, we've brought upon ourselves disease and death. But praise be to God, for the cry went up to God thousands of years ago, as it does today, by a mighty procession of the saints, who are people just like you and just like me. And that cry, dearly loved, is Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God, save us now, for we know you will. This morning's scriptures tell about the beginning, the middle, and the end of the triumphal procession. The beginning of this great procession started when the Word of God, who is Jesus, spoke and said, "Let there be light." And so in the formless darkness, Jesus brought forth light and formed the whole of creation. The great procession of God's people in God's creation was on the move. But regretfully, they often moved away from the path that God and the will of God had planned for them, away from his direction. Many fell by the wayside and lost sight of that great procession of saints who were walking within the will of God. And so God sent his prophets to call the people back to the right way. But still, for many, there was obstinate disobedience to his word. And even so, God loved them with all his heart. And so he sent his word in person, the person of his son, Jesus Christ, to show them the way back to eternal life. And so we read in our second scripture about Jesus riding in a triumphal procession to his certain death, which he passed through into eternal life. But praise be to God, for Jesus said, "To all who have become my disciples, come and follow me. Come and follow me. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever believes in me shall not perish, but have eternal life." For all of us who believe in Jesus, we will be within the throng of saints, clothed in white and waving palm branches, signifying the victory on the last day, as described in our scripture in Revelations this morning. We'll be at that end time of the great procession of saints down through the ages. But wait a moment. If all that we've heard this morning is true, then at this moment in time, before that great day of judgment and triumph procession, that procession must still be passing by. The triumphal procession of the saints with the presence of Jesus in their midst is passing through Durban. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Dearly loved of God, let us not be the people that Isaiah spoke about when he said, you will be forever hearing, but never understanding. You will be forever seeing, but never perceiving. For Jesus said, for I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Dearly loved of God, it is amongst these people here in Durban that you'll find the procession of the saints, and it is with these people that you'll find Jesus. To the world, these people of Jesus and Jesus are invisible. In my 12 years down at the Beach Mission, I referred to the people as the invisible people. People who'd come up and ask you for money, and you didn't want to look at them. You were busy looking at somewhere else quickly so you could leave. The invisible people. Children are taught, if they see somebody who's crippled, it's rude to stare. Don't look at the infirmed. To the world, these people and Jesus are invisible, for there are none so blind as those who do not want to see. But for those of us who want to be in the will of God, for us who want to follow Jesus, we want to be in this triumphal procession. And so, to help all who want to join that triumphal procession, Jesus sent His Holy Spirit to be our guide, to enable us to walk in the way of Jesus, to walk in the triumphal procession. And so, dearly loved of God, the procession of saints continues. And by the love of God and the grace of Jesus Christ and the help of the Holy Spirit, we're able to join in that triumphal procession today, here and now. We're able to join in that procession all the way up to the throne of grace, the throne of our Father who is in heaven. And as we approach Easter on this Palm Sunday, won't you join with me and shout out with great joy, Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! God save us now because we need it, Lord. We need it. The prince of this world is running amok. We need you now. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Hosanna, we need you now. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And now, dearly loved of God, in order that we won't turn against the triumphal procession, just like those who shouted, Hosanna one day, and crucify him the next. Let us be forewarned that the way of Jesus is the way of sacrifice. There's no cheap grace. The way of Jesus is to give up selfishness. It is to consider others before self. The way of Jesus is to love unconditionally. The way of Jesus is of obedience to the Word. The way of Jesus is to do the Word, not just hear the Word, but to do the Word. And the Word of God in heaven, even unto death of self, so as to be born into eternal life, to be born again. You have a deposit. It's been given to you free. You have a deposit, the Word of God that was at the beginning, the gift of Jesus, which is the Holy Spirit, here and now. St. Paul understood the way of Jesus when he wrote in Philippians 3:7, but whatever was my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Dearly loved of God, today invites you and I to join the triumphal procession and to sing the procession hymn with great joy I'm not going to sing it because that's stealing Ingrid's thunder, but the words are just so appropriate. Ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp ride on to die. O Christ, thy triumph now begin, o'er captive death and conquered sin. Ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp ride on to die. Bow thy meek head to mortal pain, then take, O God, thy power and reign. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. We need you. We need you in our lives, Lord Jesus, each and every day, each and every moment. We are selfish and we demand to know everything, and in so doing, we stumble in our faith. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Forgive us our selfishness. Forgive us our arrogance. And accept us like the children that you want us to be. The children that you love so much and you hold so dear to yourself. Accept us, Lord, now as unknowing all the mysteries, but with the faith to say, Hosanna, we need you now, Lord. We need you now in our lives. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.